You're with Julian on the Brown Note, who is so stupid. So I do these pieces, like the political ones or the movie reviews, and I film them for YouTube. I am so dumb that I've got a list of equipment to bring to do this. I haven't brought my camera, so I'm just using my phone. If my phone ends up being a better camera than my actual proper camera, I'm going to be very interested in that. So, from Britney to Bondi. Last week, I posted about my celebration of Britney Higgins being defined as truthful by a judge in a court of law that she was raped in the Parliament House building by Bruce Lerman, who the judge called a rapist. Now, the reason I bring this up is I post stuff on YouTube. Sometimes it will get a few thousand views, but often it will get 10. So I posted this piece on Brittany Higgins, and I've posted many over the years on Brittany Higgins, and people find them. But the only people that find them are the people that are anti-Brittany Higgins, which is really strange. Because if you ask the average person, they're not anti-Brittany Higgins. But with a paltry 68 views on YouTube, it has 58 comments. That's not normal. Now, all of those comments from other people are against Brittany Higgins. After the judge said that she was raped, and none of them are critical of Bruce Lerman after the judge said that he was a rapist. Now, there's something very wrong with that picture. And is it that Australia has a massive problem with women? At least a massive chunk of Australia does. We hear about the Liberal Party's definite massive problem with women and misogyny and sexism. But maybe they're reflecting half this country to a degree. Obviously, overshadowing that court verdict was the mass murder of six people and God knows how many injured in Bondi Junction by Joel Couchy. And the fact that other than the security guard, who was, I bring up, a Muslim immigrant, refugee, because someone in the UK, Rachel Riley, actually posted inflammatory gobbledygook about how it was part of an intifada and hasn't backed down on that despite trashing Muslims over it when the only Muslim involved was actually defending the women and was murdered. But five of the victims were women, and the video footage of the event showed that he was walking straight past men and attacking women. And we've since found out that he had an extremely problematic life outside, including his schizophrenia and his severe mental health problems, that he had struggled to form relationships with women. And that this had likely led to a toxic view of women. And then yesterday we had a woman in the central coast of New South Wales who was attacked and murdered, 28-year-old woman at home. Her estranged partner found her and killed her. One of something like 19 or 20 plus women that have been murdered in similar circumstances this year in Australia. One of the charges is breaching an apprehended violence order. We don't know much else about this crime at this stage, but what we do know is that the law had told him to stay away from her, and he hunted her down and murdered her. We're even seeing teachers in classrooms in Australia quit the profession. Female teachers in the classroom in Australia quit teaching because of the influence of Andrew Tate on the male students. Has become so toxic, they can't handle the abuse anymore. And when they speak up about it, this half of Australia that has a massive problem with women is kind of against them. In fact, if you're one of these people, you are probably kind of against these teachers already for saying that. There's a disparity in the way that we treat people in the public eye whether they've asked to be there or not. And the most glaring example is the way that we've treated Brittany Higgins and Bruce Lerman, who has got a free ride from virtually everyone in the media, despite being a rapist. And being funded up the wahoo from God knows who. Whilst Brittany Higgins has fled to France. Driven out of the country. You look at the way that someone like Yasmin Abdi Magyed, is that how you say her name? Who tweeted in 2017 the rather mild tweets, lest we forget on Anzac Day, which is coming up. And it's actually, if you're watching the repeat, Anzac Day is today. Yesterday. Lest we forget Syria, Manus, Nowra and Palestine. Now, it's not a really massively offensive tweet. She was hounded out of the hemisphere and ended up in London. Scott McIntyre, another journalist, accused on Anzac Day Australian soldiers of rape, murder and pillage. Now, he lost his job at the ABC, but he never got one bit of the vitriol that Yasmin got. Because we treat women like Clementine Ford differently. There's this natural predisposition to hate them and to act really aggressively towards them. Look at the way that someone like Clementine Ford can say something offensive and get so much abuse online. Someone like Mark Latham, like the offensive stuff he said over the years, we just go, or even Barnaby. I mean, as I said in a piece about racism ages ago, one of the hallmarks of you being a sexist from that piece, and it was about one of the hallmarks of you being a racist, is you always find a reason every time that's different. You always say, I feel against this person because of a specific thing that's different to all of the other specific things I had that just so happened to be against women like this all of the time. Or I was against Aboriginal people all of the time, but it was a specific reason, and that doesn't have any correlation with all of the other times where I just happened to be on the same side every single time. And it's women usually that would be considered on the left, because apparently being raped is being on the left. Because there are women out there like Pauline Hanson that can say whatever they want and get away with it. But if you're in the middle, if you're a Grace Tame, or if you're a Brittany Higgins, or a Clementine Ford, or a Yasmin, then you get the vitriolic abuse. And it's natural. And are you one of the people that says, no, this time it's because of this reason, but you seem to always be on the same side, as though it's not really that reason, you were just looking for an excuse?